Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week on Climate and Community, we met with two representatives from the Blue Hill Climate Resilience Committee and Maine State Coordinator for the Citizens Climate Lobby to discuss how local action sows the seeds for national policies. On April 4th, Blue Hill will vote if their town should join the ranks of 30 other towns in Maine who are in support of a federal carbon fee and dividend policy.
I'm David Dietrich, and I'm on the Climate Resilience Committee in Blue Hill, and we're working to get a resolution passed by the Blue Hill voters that would endorse carbon fee and dividend at the national level and join 30 other towns in Maine that have already done this.
I'm Suzanne Zielip. I, too, am a member of the Climate Resilience Committee and working to get this passed, join other communities in Maine to tell our legislators, hey, this means something to us. We have to do something.
I'm Peter Dugas. I'm the state coordinator for Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm the liaison to Senator Angus King, and I'm very proud of Maine's leadership on this.
David and Suzanne shared how the Blue Hill Climate Resilience Committee has mostly focused on addressing their vulnerabilities to climate change.
In 2020, the Select Board put together a task force to study the impact of sea level rise in Blue Hill. We had this multi-million dollar sewage treatment plant, and they realized that we got this huge vulnerability because it was located pretty close to high tide. The task force ended up morphing into the Climate Resilience Committee, and they hired an engineering firm, GEI, along with the Gulf of Maine Research Institute to do a study on what are the vulnerabilities. The biggest ones in Blue Hill are the sewage treatment plant. Then some of our roads are very vulnerable to extra high tides combined with storm surge. And we also have our seaside cemetery, which is located right on the water. One of our selectmen said, if we don't do something about that seaside cemetery, we're going to have coffins in the bay.
The committee is now determined to contribute to the solution on a national scale. One pathway the committee is exploring to address climate change is through policy. I asked Peter to describe what exactly the carbon fee and dividend policy is and how it would mitigate emissions.
As we speak, the U.S. is the only developed nation without some form of price on industrial carbon pollution. And carbon pollution pricing is the umbrella term. You can have it be a carbon tax, which by itself would be regressive tax policy. They just pass that burden down to their consumers, and that's going to hurt the folks who are trying to live paycheck to paycheck. You can have it be a cap and trade system, which the Europeans have been on for decades now, which is imperfect still because you can hide where your emissions are coming from. Or you can have a price on the carbon pollution applied only at its source. So only the industries that are pulling it out of the ground are paying this fee, and it's proportional to how dirty it is, and you give the money back to every man, woman, and child in the country. It's not a perfect solution, but the closest similarity is what they have in Canada. Basically, they put a gradually increasing price on the industrial source, and they return that money back to folks as a periodic dividend check. If we were to take a ride to New Brunswick, they're getting $736 back per family per year, and that's going up as the carbon price goes up. Now, the way they pass that there, and Catherine McKenna, who's a brilliant economist and climate scientist who was the interior of the ministry there, said, should we remain a country where it is free for industries to pollute? And the Canadians answered that with no. We could say in the United States, should we be the last developed nation where it's free for industries to pollute? And we should say no. As they've found where it's been applied, and a 20-year study of 142 countries showed that the 43 with a carbon price, all of them crested and had their emissions fall, where the 99 which had some other policy, 80% of them continue to increase in carbon emissions, showing that beyond a doubt, this policy works.
The Blue Hill Climate Resilience Committee supports this policy unanimously and are bringing it to the residents for a vote on April 4th. If this passes, they will join 30 other towns in Maine who are in support of this policy at the national level.
We want the Select Board to take the vote if it passes and inform our governor, our members of Congress, our local legislators, and the President of the United States that the town of Blue Hill supports a policy of carbon fee and dividend at the national level. You don't have to feel helpless about this. This issue seems so big that at times you just put your hands up and there's a lot you can do. Stay engaged, don't give up, and work on a lot of different levels to make the change that this country really needs. Talk about it. Conversation is a currency of change.
Join us next week on Climate and Community as we continue the conversation with David, Suzanne, and Peter about why they believe a carbon fee and dividend policy matters right now.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.